What is Layer Zero? Forrester's 2026 most provocative prediction. There is a question. Enterprise technology should be asking more loudly. What happens to your software stack when users stop opening software? The answer is not hypothetical anymore. It is the shape of the next interface shift, and Forrester calls it Layer Zero. Not the blockchain term, but its AI-driven experience layer that sits above apps and devices. Layer Zero is not a product. It is an architectural concept for AI that sits above existing software and fulfills user intent across devices without requiring deliberate app navigation. In practice, that means systems can read context from messages, calendars, location, voice, and environment, then act on behalf of the user. Forrester places Layer Zero experiences among the interact technologies that are already moving from concept to real-world use in 2026. Why Layer Zero is emerging now? The ambient computing idea is not new, but 2026 looks different because multiple capabilities are converging at once. Forrester's 2026 framework groups Layer Zero experiences with physical AI, autonomous transportation, and agentic commerce in the interact layer. While multi-agent systems and AI security sit in the build layer that makes those experiences work at scale. Gartner likewise identifies multi-agent systems, physical AI, and digital provenance among its top strategic technology trends for 2026, reinforcing that this is no longer a fringe idea. The practical implication is simple. Software is moving from user-initiated to AI-initiated. That shift changes how organizations think about adoption, engagement, workflow design, and trust. The hardware signal. The most important hardware stories are not about novelty. They are about whether ambient AI can actually be used in daily life. OpenAI has reportedly been preparing its first hardware device for 2026, with reporting pointing to AI-focused earbuds or a screen-free form factor, designed to keep ChatGPT constantly available in an ambient way. Those details remain partly speculative, so the safer reading is that OpenAI is clearly testing a device strategy meant to reduce dependence on the phone app model. Meta, by contrast, has already shipped a concrete product. The Meta Ray-Ban display launched in September 2025 with a built-in display and the Meta Neural Band, an EMG wristband that translates subtle muscle signals into input, and Meta priced the bundle at $799. That matters because it solves a major ambient computing problem. Voice is not always practical, but quiet gesture control is. The larger takeaway is not that one gadget will win. It is that major platform players are now treating always available AI hardware as a serious form factor, not a side experiment. What the analysts mean. Forrester's framing is more useful than the headline version because it shows how the stack is actually layered. The interact layer includes Layer Zero experiences, physical AI, autonomous transportation, and agentic commerce. The build layer includes agentic software development, multi-agent systems, and AI security and trust. The fuel layer includes frontier models, AI supercomputing, and quantum computing. In other words, Layer Zero only works if the layers beneath it are mature enough to support it. McKinsey's 2026 tech agenda points in the same direction. It says top CIOs are weaving AI and data into operating models, deploying agentic automation, and moving toward continuous decision-making and capability-led operating models rather than annual planning cycles. That makes Layer Zero less of a consumer gadget story and more of an enterprise operating model story. Enterprise implications. For enterprise teams, the shift is not just about new devices. It is about designing systems that can act intelligently when users are not explicitly navigating to them. That creates pressure on data architecture, workflow orchestration, identity, permissions, auditability, and exception handling. A useful way to think about the near-term opportunity is this. What tasks can be initiated by context instead of a click? What workflows can be delegated to agents with clear guardrails? What data must be trusted enough for autonomous action? What actions must always require human approval? That is where Layer Zero becomes operational rather than theoretical. The winners will not simply add AI to the front end. They will redesign the workflow around intent, trust, and orchestration. The risk profile. The biggest issue is privacy. Always-on devices create risks that are structurally different from ordinary mobile apps because they can capture sensitive conversations, locations, and visual context continuously. Privacy advocates have already pushed regulators to scrutinize Meta's smart glasses plans, including concerns about facial recognition and surveillance capabilities. The second issue is trust. Autonomous systems can do real damage when they act incorrectly, because a bad action is worse than a bad answer. Forrester also notes a widening gap between AI hype and measurable business value, which is a reminder that executive enthusiasm is not the same as enterprise readiness. The third issue is governance. Gartner highlights digital provenance as a core 2026 trend, emphasizing the need to verify the origin, ownership, and integrity of software, data, media, and processes. That matters because ambient AI without provenance, logging, and permission controls is a compliance problem waiting to happen. What to watch? The transition to Layer Zero will not arrive as one dramatic launch. It will show up as a gradual loss of importance for the traditional app interface. A few signals matter most. OpenAI's hardware timeline, especially whether its first device ships as a genuinely ambient product rather than another novelty gadget. The maturity of multi-agent orchestration, since both Forrester and Gartner treat it as a key enabler for real-world AI workflows. Enterprise governance frameworks for always-on AI, especially provenance, consent, and auditability. Whether AI hardware begins to deliver everyday utility at scale, not just demos and hype. What this means now. Layer Zero is best understood as the shift from user-initiated software to AI-initiated action. That change will affect product design, customer engagement, enterprise architecture, and governance all at once. The organizations that start building the orchestration, trust, and data foundations now will be ready when ambient AI stops feeling experimental. The app era was defined by who built the best interface. The Layer Zero era will be defined by who built the best judgment. Cloud Latitude will keep tracking the signals that matter most as AI moves from interface to infrastructure, where cloud, data, and governance will shape what comes next.